If you're a singer-songwriter who only needs an acoustic guitar for company, you can create and rehearse your music pretty much anywhere. But if you're in a band, you need a place to spread out and be loud without bringing down nearby property values or the police. Bands in Asheville are so desperate for affordable spaces that there's enthusiastic support and growing financial support behind an effort to open what would amount to just 4 rehearsal rooms.
It's kind of tiny, and we know it's not going to accommodate everybody. We're trying to use this to work toward a larger facility, a larger kind of complex that's going to accommodate enough people in town.
That's Brett Spivey, a music producer in town partnering with Claude Coleman Jr., best known over the past 24 years as the drummer for the rock band Ween. They want to convert the former Rabbit's Cafe and Motel in Asheville's South Slope into what they're calling Soundspace. If all goes according to plan, and that's a gigantic if, Soundspace will open in mid-2019 with 4 rehearsal rooms, and then over a second phase, add 2 more rehearsal rooms, along with a soul food restaurant. It's an ambitious proposal, with an even more ambitious timeline. Their Indiegogo campaign has raised about a third of the $70,000 they need for the down payment to buy the property, and there are competing offers breathing down their necks. Here's Claude Coleman.
Literally, yeah, we need a sort of now, actually, like at the end of this interview, we're going to be putting a call in to our business planner and discussing what we can do to, you know, give us another like few days of leeway time.
In most cities with healthy music scenes, there are at least one, if not several, complexes, entire warehouses subdivided and converted into use for bands to rehearse. They're generally found in areas zoned for industrial use. They offer secure access around the clock and quality sound isolation. Coleman and Spivey intend to outfit their studios with PA systems and other equipment that will allow bands to bring their instruments, plug in, and get to work.
We've been trying to put this together for a bunch of years now. We've just been trying to find a willing property owner to kind of go along with this and kind of share our purpose with what we're trying to do.
But the business model for these spaces is tricky. Most bands don't have the kind of money on their own to pay the kind of rent that owners need to charge to make it worth their while. So bands end up sharing spaces with 2, 3, even 4 other bands. People come in and out of the space, renege on their commitments. It can be a mess. Tony Black lives in Waynesville and is the bassist for the vaunted Marshall Tucker Band. But several years back, he tried converting a former dance studio in the River Arts District into a rehearsal room for bands. He stepped away from the enterprise after just 1 year.
I don't know if it was just a place to hang out and have parties, if it was a, you know, a midlife crisis sort of man cave hang that I was trying to create for myself.
Black discovered one challenge right away. At the time, there weren't enough bands in Asheville earning enough money from their gigs to warrant devoting, say, 20% of that income to a rehearsal space.
Everybody's kind of been hunkering down in their garages and basements and storage lockers for a long time, and I think it would take a little bit of time in order to establish one. You'd have to be able to float it for a while until it took off.
But the market has evolved in just the past few years. Local bands that were willing to live with the horrible sound that rented storage lockers offer have been recently kicked out of those lockers. And as more and more bands make Asheville their home, there are more bands needing space.
The scene is becoming more multidimensional. And that now there's, you know, a considerable amount of rock. There's a lot of, you know, jam band, if that's what you want to call it. And there's a lot of kids and adults and hobbyists in the game.
On top of the challenge of building and operating the studios, Spivey and Coleman are also determined to add a soul food restaurant, honoring the history of the Rabbit Cafe.
It took one brewery in this town, right? And look where we're at now. We're not going to be like the next ice cream shop. We're building something to help build this the community in this town.
There's a link to the Soundspace Indiegogo campaign on our website. Go to bpr.org and click on Arts and Performance, where you'll find the online version of this story and a link to the campaign. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.